Yeah, man. Welcome to another episode of the Be Limitless Today podcast. I am your host, Jarvis Cobb, and we are continuing our series on root work, people. And for those that don't know, root work is a practice of accountability and ownership by creating change within yourself. So, over the last couple of years, every motivational video, every spiritual video I've watched, any nugget, any quote, anything that has sparked thought within me to want to create change within myself, I wrote it down on a sticky note. So in this series, I've been going through picking five sticky notes at random, telling you what the message is, and then giving you some background on maybe where I was in my life when I wrote it or what I get from that message. So this is number nine. We rocking in this root work. So let's get to go. Get to go. Let's get to work. See what we got here. The limitless God, whose name is I Am, will not be confined to one category. He is living on the inside of you. Man, so this one just reminds me of where my foundation is. It reminds me to put my faith, put my foundation, put my confidence, put my trust in the one that has always been there for me, in the God that I've always served and prayed to. In the toughest times I've been in, I didn't call my mom. I didn't call my dad. I didn't call my brothers. I prayed. I talked to my Lord, talked to my God, and worked through those situations with Him being my source. So this is reminding me that the limitless God, the one that is all powerful, the one that is living inside of me, gives me the power to go after the things I want to go after. It gives me the power to do the things that I truly aspire to do, I have the vision to do, but at times I may just doubt myself, or I may be lacking in confidence, or I just may be lacking in action. And I have to remember the God that built this whole thing, created everything that we have, is living on the inside of me. And I have Him to tap into. I have that resource to tap into. To work towards the things I want, to build the life I want, to have the kind of joy and to have the spirit that I want to have, and to be as happy in life as I want to be, and to be the best husband and the best dad and the best speaker and the best motivator and build the biggest motivational brand that's helping millions around the world. I have the God inside of me that can 100% do all of that and more. So I must remember that whenever I want to take action towards anything, tap into that God that's inside of you. Tap into that source, because He is the foundation and He will get you to that point. So number two, let's keep it rolling, baby. It was not until she poured the oil that it became more. Use the gifts you have. It's not until she poured the oil that it became more. Use the gifts you have. This one is telling me to not wait on the perfect situation. Don't wait on everything to be lined up correctly. Don't wait on the opportunity to come to me and just present itself to me. Don't wait for somebody else to make it happen for me. This is telling me that when I take a step, then God will set up the plan. Or not even set up the plan. The plan is already in place. It's more so when I take the step, God will activate the plan. But He can't activate anything until I make a move. And I think that's where a lot of us get stuck, is we want the plan to be activated. We want the train to be rolling, and we want to just get on while the train is already ready and in motion and ready to move and ready to rock. No, we have to get on the train, walk to the front. Start the engines, get everybody set, make sure that we are headed to where we want to be headed towards. Like, we have to do all the small parts in order for God to activate the plan. So this, when she poured the oil, it didn't become more until she poured it. That's a story about the woman that, was down to her last. All she had was oil. The minister or the prophet blessed the oil, and as she started pouring the oil into pots, it multiplied and became more. But had she just looked at what she had, which was just a one small ounce or one small amount of oil, if she just looked at that and said, well, I can't fill up all of this. I can't do all that. All I got is a little cup of oil. What am I supposed to do with a cup of oil? She did what she could with what she had. That's a good point to be at. Is she did what she could with what she had. And as she went and did what she could, God started multiplying and making them more and making them more and making them more. So I want to encourage you to do what you could do. Don't think that you have to do it all or have to be able to do it all, or you have to pay for everything right now, or you have to have all the answers right now. Go with what you got. If you can only do one thing right now, do that one thing and watch the next step open up for you. As she poured, it became more. As we move, the plan is activated. As we strive towards, doors start to open. The doors don't open just because you want them to open. You actually have to make a move towards the door. Then it can be opened. We'll leave that there, man. I don't even want to mess that up by just saying too many words, man. Let's go to number three. Let's go to number three. Make your move, people. Yes, sir. Talitha Kum, get up. What's something in your life that you need to say get up to? What's something in your life that you need to say or command to get up? So Talitha Kum, get up. That's the story when the little girl died in the Bible, and they went and got Jesus and was trying to get Jesus to come and heal the little girl before she died, obviously. Jesus took a pit stop, helped somebody else during that time. The little girl died. They came and said, you know what, Jesus, don't even worry about it. She already gone. You don't even have to come. Obviously, Jesus went anyway. And this little nugget in the story I just caught on to was while he was in the room, they all were saying she was dead. He said, no, she's just asleep. And then they started laughing. So when they started laughing, he told everybody to get out. That part was not what I'm going to talk about here, but that little part just meant if you got people in your life that you tell a dream to, tell a vision to, tell them something that you're going to do, and their response is to laugh, to shake you off, to say that you're crazy, say that you can't do these things. Sometimes you just got to kick them out of that vision for a minute. Sometimes you just got to cut it off right there as far as telling them what you're going to do and what plans you have. Because any doubt, that's what that whole situation was about, was Jesus was about to do something so great with raising this little girl from the dead that any doubt in the room would interfere with what he was trying to do. So in order to clear all that out, he just has a, y'all get out, close the door. I'm going to come get you when I'm done. But the Talitha Kum, get up, that's more so speaking to, and this is from Stephen Furtick, is what's something that you feel has died in your life that you want to tell to get up? What's a dream that you've had for a long time that just kind of went to the wayside as you start doing more adulting, as you start getting more responsibilities in life? What's something that you let go of that you were so strong and so passionate about for a long time, and it didn't end up happening because now you're busy, now you're focusing on something, or you didn't have the faith or the courage to go after that thing? Those are the things that you can tell to get up. Those are the things that you can resurrect right now. Start over. Start over. Let go of what could have been. Let go of what wasn't. Let go of what didn't happen. And just start now. That's kind of what I'm doing with Be Limitless today. I wouldn't say that it died, but when, you know, during COVID, when I had my son, I stopped creating. I stopped creating for almost 2 years, actually. And it felt dead. It felt like I was behind. It felt like, you know, there's so much that's out now with AI and all these AI apps and things that you can add for automation. And it's a lot. And you just feel like I can't catch up. I missed my mark. I missed my opportunity. Had I been doing it this whole time, it would have been at this certain place. But whatever happened, happened, man. Whatever went on, went on. Whatever decisions you made before, those are the decisions you made. But just like you made a decision before to not do something, you can start today and make a decision to do something, to start that thing, to change your mindset, to change your perspective, to live a more joyful life, to look at the more positive things, to have more gratitude. Start today. Start today. I always think about as we age, we tend to start thinking like stuff can't happen anymore. But the goal is to get old, right? So if the goal is to get old, that means whatever age you considered old, you know, 85, I'm 37 right now. We talking about 85, I got almost 50 more years. So am I really going to worry about what I didn't do for the last 5 years? Or can I start now and be building something for the next 30? Like, think about it like that. Whatever you think you should have been doing or you could have done or you started and you haven't finished, that was only 5 years ago. That was only 10 years ago. But if your goal is to get old, you have another 40 years. Start now and be that thing that you wanted to be. Just be it for 40 years. I'm going to leave it at that. I hope y'all pick up that nugget, man. Don't let things hold you back so that you can't change your future. Don't be so focused on what you didn't do that you can't take action towards the things you want to do. Tell those things to get up. Resurrect those things. Live that life that you want to live. But it's on you, man. It is on you. Let's go. Number four. Yeah, I talked kind of long on that one, but I hope y'all got that message, though, because that one is super important. The answer to fear is not to shrink yourself. The answer is to get moving. The answer to fear is to not shrink yourself. The answer is to get moving. This is always just working on the inside, right? Working on ourselves, building that thing within ourselves. Fear is something that we all experience constantly. If you're an adult, or if you're an adult, you definitely experience it. If you're a parent, you're constantly experiencing it. Being responsible for another life, only having so much control, like you feel fear. This, for me, was more so talking about in the professional realm, in the personal development realm. It's feeling fear of the unknown, the fear of being inadequate, the fear of failing, the fear of doing something and then people pointing at you and pointing out all of your flaws, seeing you fall, seeing you come up short. Those fears, most of the time, stop people from moving. They get people to think, if I don't go do it, then they can't say nothing. If I don't go do it, then I can't fail. If I don't go do it, I'm comfortable where I am. I understand this. I know this area that I'm in. So I might as well just work with the devil I know, right? Work with the space I know. But the remedy to fear, the way to get over fear is to go do the thing. And in my mind, what it is we create the story about what it's going to be, how it's going to play out, what is going to happen, how well am I going to do, how poorly I'm going to do, what somebody might say. We play all that out in our minds, and then we say it over and over for long enough to where we create a story that we believe is true. But the point is, we never went and found out for ourselves. We had an idea, the fear came in, we gave fear a story, and then we just started working with that as if it was truth and that it was fact, and that's what happened. Nah, this is saying, When that fear comes, just take that fear with you and keep moving towards it. Take that fear with you and go do that thing that you are fearful of. Find out for yourself. That big motto for me is find out for yourself. Don't take nobody's word for it. And don't even take your own thoughts about it. Just go find out. And then you can say, when I went and did it, this is what happened. Versus, well, this is probably going to happen. So I might as well not even try. Well, this is what I heard. I heard if you go over there, X, Y, and Z is going to happen. Nah, go find out for yourself. The remedy to fear is to get moving. So I beg you, please get moving, people. You are going to be so much happier in the fact that you took a step towards it. And now you actually got a story to tell because you did something versus just saying, I got a dream. I got a vision. I've always thought I could. Nah. Go, go, go. Number five, let's finish this thing off. Yeah, this is a long episode today. Ooh, allow God to do the reset. Allow God to do the reset. So this one, for me, it was allowing God to reset the people around me. I didn't have bad people around me, or, you know, I didn't have the worst or a terrible situation, anything like that. But the reset was I started focusing too much on making sure everybody else was taken care of, or make sure everybody else was comfortable is a better word. Not taken care of, make sure everybody else was comfortable. Worrying about everybody else's feelings and everybody else's thoughts and how this might affect them. And I was putting things at jeopardy, trying to make everybody happy. And in making everybody happy, I was disregarding myself, disregarding my goals, disregarding my brand. Like, it was so much weight to where I wasn't doing the things that I needed to do to build my family over here. I wasn't doing the things I needed to do to make sure that we were a group and we were a unit, and that me and my wife's relationship was in a good place, that my wife felt protected, my son felt protected. I wasn't doing that. So with allowing God to do the reset is when things started happening, and then relationships started going on pause in my life. That was tough for me. It was already COVID. I hadn't seen anybody. You know, we took it very serious. So we had a newborn baby with allergies. So that can turn into autoimmune. So we took it very serious on the social distancing and the mask wearing and doing everything that we needed to do. And I just barely saw people for 2 years. But then when things started to come back into play and we started to, you know, get back out a little bit more, it just wasn't vibing, and it was taking a toll. It was taking a toll. So allowing God to do the reset was when the relationships go on pause, allow the pause. Because I was hurting, trying to figure out ways. How can we fix it? How can we get it back? How can we, you know, all this, just working so hard to do all this, to where it was allow God to do the reset. Allow God to reset your life. Get your priorities straight. Make sure you're doing the things you're supposed to do to take care of the family that you have been given and that you have been given stewardship over. Allow God to do the reset. And that's what I've been doing. I've been just, I took a step back, letting the reset happen, focusing on here, focusing on the building the brand again, focusing on building things for the legacy of myself, my wife, and my son. And then we'll work things back in as God see fit. I'm not going to rush it. I'm not going to change nothing. I'm just, as God see fit, we're going to work it back in. But I'm working on my family. I'm building my family. I'm building my brand. I'm building things I need to build. And allowing God to do what he needs to do on the reset side is just me not needing to control everything and not needing to know how it plays out, which is really hard for me. But we grow, right? This is a system and a process of changing yourself and growing with yourself and taking ownership. So I had to take ownership of where I was, and I had to allow things to happen the way they're supposed to happen. I hope that helps you. I hope that helps you when things start changing in your life, with either relationships, with your career, with your visions, your goals, and you feel like God is doing a reset, don't stop it. There's a reason that reset is happening. Whatever trajectory you were on was heading towards something even worse than you are currently in. So allow the reset to happen. Take a step back, do some auditing, try to figure out, why is the reset happening? Is there some things I wasn't seeing? Am I being naive to certain situations? See where you play a part and see what the message, where the messages are that you could have been pulling from it, that you might have been missing in the first place. There's always a message there, and there's always a reason. So you just got to play it out to see what it is. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I hope you got something from this video and this episode of Root Work, man. We're going to keep it going for a little bit longer because I'm enjoying it and it's helping me. So I'm hoping it's helping you. You know, we always say negative news is freely given. Positive news must be searched for. And if you can't find it, then you create it. So go create some positive news this week. I love you guys. Catch you in the next episode.